Chapter 2. How to Cheer Up Your Little Brother. When my alarm clock goes off a few minutes before midnight, I pop out of bed and quickly change from my PJs into a t-shirt, jeans, and a hoodie. I also put on my watch. My watch always tells us what time it is back home when we're inside a fairy tale. If it's a school night, we have to be back in Smithville by 7 a.m. when our parents come to wake us up. I rush into Jonah's room. He's sprawled out on his bed, his curly brown hair sticking up all over the place. He always gets bedhead. Tonight, his mouth is turned into a frown even while he's asleep. Aw, poor Jonah. "Hey," I say, gently shaking his shoulder. "It's mirror time. Wakey, wakey." "What?" Jonah grumbles, opening his eyes. "It's time to go," I say.
"Where?"
he asks. "Where do you think?" I ask. "Into a fairy tale."
"No," he says, putting his pillow over his head. "I'm in a bad mood."
"I know," I say. "That's why we're going, to cheer you up." Jonah has done the same thing for me in the past. Nothing can distract you faster than a visit to a fairy tale. And I'm still feeling down in the dumps about the Frankie Robin fight, so I could use the distraction too.
"Nothing will cheer me up," Jonah insists. "Leave me alone."
I remove the pillow from his face.
"No,
come on, it'll be great."
"It won't. I don't want to hang out with a grumpy princess right now."
"What grumpy princess?" I ask. "When do we meet grumpy princesses?" He sits up and waves his hands over his head.
"We always meet grumpy princesses. The Princess and the Frog princess was grumpy, and the real princess from The Princess and the Pea was a spoiled brat."
"All right, he has a point."
"But we've met some amazing princesses," I point out, "and non-princesses. What about Little Red? I know you liked Little Red."
He blushes.
"I did like Little Red."
Jonah actually had a crush on Little Red. He was pretty cute, and I'm tempted to tease him about it, but I want to cheer him up now, not embarrass him.
"Maybe we'll meet someone as awesome as Little Red," I say.
"Or hey," I add, struck by an idea, "maybe we'll meet Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk."
Jonah pouts.
"We never get to meet Jack."
Jack and the Beanstalk is Jonah's all-time favorite fairy tale. Whenever we go through the mirror, Jonah always hopes we've landed in Jack's story. But we haven't. So far.
"Not yet," I say. "But maybe tonight's the night."
"You're just saying that."
I shrug. "We won't know unless we try.
But we gotta move or we'll miss the window."
Jonah hesitates.
"Fine," he says, finally getting out of bed. "But I'm not changing. It's PJs or bust."
"Okay," I say, grabbing his hoodie from the hook on his door. "But take this. Fairy tales can be chilly."
"Prince," Jonah whisper calls. "Come on, boy."
Our super adorable dog, Prince, wakes up from where he was sleeping in the corner of Jonah's room. He bounds over to us, tail wagging. Prince always comes with us into fairy tales. We found him in Sleeping Beauty, but that's a whole other story. Jonah and I tiptoe past our parents' room and down the stairs. I grab my sneakers from the hall and throw my brother his. We lace them up and then hurry down the steps to the basement, Prince fast on our heels. The mirror, it's a little bigger than I am, is bolted to the wall. The frame is made out of stone and etched with fairies and wands. I study myself in the mirror. I also have bedhead, so I try to smooth my brown curls into place. It's time to knock.
"You can have the honors," I tell Jonah.
"Whatever," he says,
his voice low and lacking enthusiasm. He knocks on the mirror. Once. It hisses. Twice. It turns purple. Three times, it starts to swirl.
"It's working!" I cheer. "Hurrah!"
he mutters, rolling his eyes. There's no way we're going to end up in Jack and the Beanstalk. Just saying.
Oh, hush. This is gonna be fun. I take Jonah's hand and squeeze it as we jump through.
Thud.
We land on a patch of hay in what seems to be a small barn. Its walls are made of weathered wood, and it definitely smells like a barn, like when you visit a petting zoo. I don't see any animals, though. Is there a barn in Jack and the Beanstalk? Please let there be a barn in Jack and the Beanstalk. Prince gets up and starts sniffing the one corral, which is empty. Jonah stands up and stretches and pulls hay off his PJs. He sighs loudly. He's clearly not cheered up yet. Through the small window, light spills into the barn. I stand up to look outside. It's daytime, but overcast and foggy.
I bet you don't see a beanstalk, Jonah says grumpily.
I don't, I admit. All I can see is a very small house. It's made of the same weathered brown wood as the barn and has a brick chimney on the roof. The house and barn are surrounded by a rickety brown fence and beyond that, rolling green hills. But we're somewhere in the country. Beanstalks grow in the country, I add hopefully. Prince barks as if he agrees. Jonah groans.
Forget it. We're definitely not in Jack and the Beanstalk. Maybe Mary Rose can let us go back now. Moo! Moo!
I freeze. A cow. I just heard a cow moo from somewhere outside. At least I think it was a cow. Nothing else makes a moo sound. There is definitely a cow in Jack and the Beanstalk. It's one of the most important parts of the story. Did you hear that, Jonah? I ask excitedly. Did you? It's a cow. It mooed.
So what? Jonah says,
but there's a teeny bit of interest in his voice. I move around to the other end of the window, and I see something. Yes! A skinny woman about my mom's age is sitting on a stool in front of a super skinny brown cow. The woman is wearing a tattered gray dress and threadbare brown shoes. A yellow bandana is tied around her head, and she's holding a tin pail under the cow.
Come on, Princess Milka, the woman says to the cow. Be a love and give us some milk, will ya?
My eyes widen.
Jonah, come see,
I hiss, and he hurries over to join me by the window. We watch the woman squeeze the cow's udders like I've seen farmers do at the state fair. I personally have never milked a cow, and I am not sure I ever want to.
Is the cow named Princess Milka and Jack and the Beanstalk? Jonah whispers.
I try to remember the story from when our Nana read it to us. Princess Milka doesn't sound familiar, but I don't know. There are a few versions of Jack and the Beanstalk, I say. I know the basic story, but I haven't read it in a while. Don't tell Jonah.
Moo!
The cow says again.
Moo!
The woman sighs.
Not a drop of milk out of you for the 7th day in a row, she groans. Your milk was all we had to sell at the market for money. Now what'll we do? We have no money and very little food left. I'll have to sell you.
She'll have to sell her, I say to Jonah. Did you hear that? That is exactly what happens in Jack and the Beanstalk. Exactly. Jack's mom wants to sell the cow.
That must be Jack's mom.
I grab my brother's arm. Jonah, we're in the story. We have to be. Jonah's eyes are the size of saucers.
Are you sure?
I don't want to promise anything yet, but it seems very likely. Then we both hear the woman say,
I'll ask Jack to take you to the market, Princess Milka.
Jack?
She said Jack!
Jonah and I gasp at the same time and glance at each other.
We did it! We're in Jack and the Beanstalk! For real! Wahoo!
I can't believe it, Jonah whispers. We're really here.
Come on, I say happily. Let's go introduce ourselves. We can ask to meet Jack. I open the door to the barn and step outside. The weather is weird. It's neither warm nor cold, and there's a mist in the air. Not quite a drizzle like you'd need a raincoat, but my curly hair is probably getting even curlier from all the humidity. I expect Jonah to run over to the woman, to hurl himself at her, to fly. This is it. We're going to meet Jack. But Jonah freezes in the doorway. He takes a step back, and another step.
No, he says.
Huh?
I don't want to meet Jack, he says.
With a jolt, he turns around and disappears into the barn.